First, I'd like to offer my obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpa, Durubhyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Om Ajnana Timirandasya, Garanjana Salakaya, Chakshu, Om Manitam Jena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I'll try not to speak long. I realize you have a lot of devotees who want to share their memories of Srila Bhakti Charu Swami with all of us. I'm very eager to hear from them, and as well as I'm sure many of the other devotees who are attending this event are. I do have some memories of Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj I would like to share. I know that many devotees will cover many of his wonderful qualities that he embodied in terms of his devotion and dedication to Srila Prabhupada and to Srila Prabhupada's mission. And there's unlimited qualities and characteristics that he displays in that vein. But I would prefer to utilize this time allotted to me to describe the impact that my association with Srila Bhakti Charu Swami has had on me. Although it wasn't extensive, it was substantial to the point that it had a deep impression on me and in my heart. And I think that if someone like myself had such deep impression with the little association I did have, although I did associate with him a lot, but I'm just going to speak about a few encounters that I had with him. I can just imagine disciples, God brothers, humanity, how they were impacted by their association with Bhakti Charu Maharaj. The one characteristic that stands out in my mind the most is his attentiveness to details. There's an expression I oftentimes think of, that love is in the details. It's oftentimes used in many different circles. But I think about that with respect to Bhakti Charu Maharaj, because he was so attentive to details that it became obvious that anyone who exchanged any kind of exchange with him, it became substantial because he was just so attentive to the person he was with. Govinda Maharaj very nicely expressed that in his offering. Indraduna Maharaj also very nicely expressed it, especially in terms of his personal caring and selfless desire to make Indraduna Maharaj feel very relevant. I believe that's what I've experienced in Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj's association, is that in his association, I just felt very relevant. And he made you feel that way. And I'll cite a few examples of that. But because of that quality in him, it oftentimes makes me think of the verse of the Bhagavatam, Svasyastu Vishvasya Kalapasidatam, where Prahlad Maharaj describes that there'd be good fortune throughout the whole universe, and may all envious persons become pacified, may all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, because by accepting devotional service, they will think of others' welfare. I think about that when I think of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that here is a person who has so much embodied devotion to Prabhupada, devotion to Krishna, devotion in everything that he did, that he could think genuinely of my welfare, although I didn't really in any way warrant such attention from him, but he gave it to me. Even so far as even to treating me like a senior, he would oftentimes say that he would approach me and say, you know, you are my senior. And I would say, Maharaj, come on, please be serious. I maybe joined a few years before you, but in all respects, and you're my senior in your behavior, your dedication, your qualities, your consciousness. And but still, in fact, yesterday I needed some succor. I was really suffering by remembering Bhakti Chhu Maharaj's example. And I called Radhanath Maharaj. We were on the phone for 2 hours yesterday, he was massaging my heart. And he was telling me that he had the same experience with Bhakti Chhu Maharaj. Bhakti Chhu Maharaj would treat him as superior. And he said the only way he could balance it out is he always treated Bhakti Chhu Maharaj like his guru. And somehow things balanced, he said, by that kind of exchange. But that was one thing that I remember in my exchanges with Bhakti Chhu Maharaj. And there are many things I can say, and as I said, of these personal exchanges, and I hope by expressing these personal exchanges above his role in our ISKCON society, it can impress upon the devotees who had his personal association to take those jewels of that attention he would give to everyone and let those jewels carry you in your devotional service here in this world and beyond, because those jewels are actually such a valuable, substantial experience that they're capable of carrying, as I know they have carried me. So, of course, I could speak about his details, love in the details, and the way he was always very attentive in his distribution of prasadam. Because I've known Bhakti Chhu Maharaj for many years, he would always invite me to come and take prasadam. One of the things he loved to do was to host his god brothers and to serve them. Not always could I relish. Sometimes it was quite heavy, and because he knew my digestion issues, he would always be conscientious to make sure, not always, but a lot of the time, to make sure there was something there that I could digest. And one example of his attentiveness to details. Another example, which really had a very deep impression on me, was when I went to the installation and the opening of the Ujjain Temple. And I went there along with many god brothers. I wanted to be there and to give my support to Bhakti Chhu Maharaj and for his sincere efforts that he made to establish that temple and to install the worship of Shishi Mada Mohan, I believe it was in 2006. And one thing that stands out in my mind so much, and I'll never forget it, is that I was sitting in the temple room, Didi installation was about to take place, and Bhakti Chhu Maharaj came up to me, of all people, and said, Maharaj, will you take place in the take part in the installation and please bathe Srimati Radharani and take part of this installation ceremony? And I said, I was shocked, you know, Maharaj, there's so many other senior devotees here, more qualified. And maybe you might think of somebody else you might like to do. And he said, just like what Indrajuna Maharaj said, no, I want you to do it. Will you do it? And how can you refuse? So it was a very profound experience for me, that opportunity to take part in that installation, his humble, simple, and assertive request that he wanted me to do it. And I just remember taking part. I'll never forget, Govinda Maharaj was leading the most wonderful kirtan, Jai Radha Madhava. I was taking the essential oils and I was rubbing them to Srimati Radharani, and my services were just, I just felt so relevant. Although I know that I'm not so relevant, but he just had a way of making you feel relevant. And there's much more I could say about that event, but I know my time is limited. I would like to say one other experience I had about Bhakti Churu Maharaj and how he was attentive to details and made me feel very relevant. This was very recently. And in our GBC meetings, many of the GBCs, all the GBCs were asked actually to please take 5 minutes and to speak on whatever topic they wanted to speak on in relationship to this was a couple of years ago, it wasn't recently, but in relationship to Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus. And it was my turn to speak, and I chose to take that time which was allotted to me to not speak so much about this way or that way or anything else. I just felt that I wanted to speak about something which I felt was important to me, and hopefully it may be relevant to those who would listen to me. And I decided to speak about respect, because one of the concerns I was feeling at that time is that I was hoping that whatever the outcome would be, whatever went in just prior to the decisions which would inevitably come, and what to speak of subsequent to whatever decisions were made, I just hope that the senior most leaders of our society could offer their respects and accept in a very respectful way those who may have a differing opinion than they had. And I chose to cite various Shastic references from Sandarbhas. I quoted Jiva Goswami, where he talked about respect, and he actually defined disrespect as to be intentionally to cause pain to another living being. And I gave that as an example. I gave other examples. I don't want to give all the examples, because if I did, it would be 5 minutes, which is what I took. And then I ended my talk pretty much on that basis. And then we moved on to the next person to speak. And although I'm not saying this in any kind of judgmental way, that others, I'm sure, had a lot of important things on their mind. But the one person who came up to me and took my hand and embraced me and said to me, "Thank you so much, Maharaj, for speaking about such an important topic." He was the only one, and I'm sure others had felt it was important, but he went out of his way to make me feel relevant. That's Bhakti Churu Maharaj in all respects, in his dealings with everyone. And how can you not love, and how can you not miss the association of such a Vaishnava with such a heart? It is a terrible loss to the world and to our society. And I simply pray that the devotees who've been touched in the ways similar to the way I have been touched, and I'm sure there are thousands of them, please let those jewels of your association with Srila Bhakti Churu Maharaj carry you forward in your service to him and service to Srila Prabhupada's mission, of which was most important for Srila Bhakti Churu Maharaj. He made so many sacrifices for one reason only, because he loved Srila Prabhupada, and I am convinced of that. Thank you for this opportunity to share my realizations about him. I could say more, but I know others are waiting to speak. All glories to the assembled devotees.